צריך לדעת פרגלת מי שהם מים שאנחנו מטפו בהם את הגלוסקים בסדר? Water in which a baker dips his loaves of bread in that water is tossed open until he dies. As a baker would usually do one of two things. Either he would dip his bread in the water in the course of making the bread, or he would put his hands in the water, bring up some of the water with his hands, and wipe off the top of the bread with the water on his hands. And if he dips the bread directly in the water becomes tossed. We saw in the previously that if you soak your bread in water, the water is tossed, considered as if you did a malacha with the water, so too. When the baker dips his bread in the water becomes pasul for the tilsidan. But if the baker doesn't dip the bread directly in the water, instead he dips his own hands in the water, takes up some of the water, and wipes off the top of the loaf. If he does so, the water is kosher for tilsidan, and by virtue of dipping his hands in the water, it's not considered as if he did malacha with the water, and the water would be kosher for tilsidan. Hakok sheren litain liyadan. Anybody is conscious to wash somebody's hands from the teal to die. Even somebody who does not have doubt, even a deaf mute, or a shoten, the same person, or a kazan, a minor. And you don't need doubt to wash off somebody's hands from the teal to die. You can put a pitcher between your knees and move your knees in such a way causing the water to spill from the pitcher. And wash your hands from the water that's spilling out from the chavit. And you don't need that a person should wash his hands from a kli that's being taken by your hands or by somebody else's hands, even if it's your knee that's causing the water to spill, that's good enough for netilas yadayim. Mata chavis atzida benoita. You can incline a pitcher on its side, causing the water to spill, and wash your hands from the spilling water. And since a person inclined the chavis, causing the water to spill, it didn't spill by itself, you can wash your hands from the water that's spilling out from the chavis. V'hakof nota liyadayim. You can have a monkey wash your hands. And you don't need that a person should wash your hands as long as there's a nosay, there is something that is pouring the water on your hands. Even a monkey would be good enough to wash your hands. Rabbi Yossi posel bishnei elu. Rabbi Yossi posels in these two cases, in the case that a monkey washes your hands or in the case where you put the chavetz on its side causing the water to spill out. And according to Rabbi Yossi, you need klach gavra, meaning to say you need that a person should wash your hands. So obviously, that would possible a monkey, and in the case where you decline the chavis on its side, so too that would not be considered if a person washed your hands, but since the water is spilling out by itself after you inclined it on the side, it would not be kosher, according to Rabbi Yossi. If you wash one hand with one port, your hand is tar. If you only want to be matar one of your hands, you don't want to wash both hands, you only want to wash one hand. Even if you only do one pouring on your hand, even if that pouring is less than a revias, if the water comes from shiure tar, meaning from the remnant of a revias that somebody else used to wash his hands, the water that you use would be matar your hands. And certainly, if you use an entire revias, or if you have less than a revias and you pour twice on your hand, it would be kosher. And since you're using the remnants of somebody else's revias, you do not need a revias for yourself, and therefore, your hand is tar. Lishnei yadav mishtifa achas. Rabbi Meir mitame acha yitol meirvit. But if you wash both of your hands with one pouring, Rabbi Meir holds your hands remain tame unless you use an entire revias. And even if the water that you use is from shiurei tar, from the remnants of somebody else's revias that he used to wash his hands, since you're washing both hands, that water is not sufficient to be matar your hands, according to Rabbi Meir. You need to use an entire revia since you're washing both hands. Not by kikish or truma tar. If you did use a revia to wash your hands, if a loaf of bread or truma falls onto the water that you used to wash your hands, the loaf of bread would be tar. And since you used a revia to wash your hands, when you use that water to wash your hands, the water does not become tummy from your hands. And the water only becomes tummy from your hands if you use less than a revia. But in such a case, they use the revia to wash your hands, even if that revia was for both hands, the water does not become tummy, and therefore, if the kikas or truma comes into contact with that water, the kikas or truma would remain tar. Rabbi Yossi mitame. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. According to Rabbi Yossi, the water that was used to wash your hands becomes tummy from your hands, and therefore, the kikas or truma that comes into contact with that water would become tummy. And according to Rabbi Yossi, even though you used the water to wash your hands, the water that was used to wash your hands becomes tummy from your hands. And subsequently, when the kikas or truma comes into contact with that water, the kikas or truma becomes tummy from the